Our story begins at the Westside Hospital, third floor waiting room, where Perry is talking with Serena Stiles.
Oh my God. Jacob died?
He's been at Westside with pneumonia the past 3 days. He died about 15 minutes ago, and now I have to go home and tell my daughter that her father is never coming back. She's been watching him wither away to nothing for months. I wanted to give her as much time with him as possible.
I'm so sorry.
I don't need your sympathy or your pity. I just hope you think twice before sleeping around with someone else's husband next time.
I have a boyfriend now, and we're very happy. I've changed a lot in the past year.
That's great. Congratulations. I hope the two of you have a happy life.
We plan on it.
So, I assume you're positive too?
No, I'm not.
Well then, just be glad that when you slept with Jacob, you were safe. Or else you might have to go through what we have for the past year someday. Look, I gotta get out of here. My mother's at home with my daughter, and I somehow have to tell her about her father and keep it together so that her world can keep some semblance of normalcy.
Look, I'm sorry for your loss. Really, I am.
Goodbye, Perry. Just be glad that when you slept with Jacob, you were safe.
But we weren't always safe.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples. In Agnes's room, Rex is sitting by her bedside.
Mom, I'm going to go out and give Ellie a call to see where she is. I'll be right back in.
Rex, how is she?
Ellie, I was just about to go call you.
I was the only waitress at Murphy's when Hannah called. I got here as quickly as I could.
The doctor said she's out of danger, but we won't know the extent of the damage the stroke caused until she wakes up.
What kind of damage are we talking about here?
You remember when Grandma Kate had her stroke, right? The whole left side of her body didn't function for a long time.
Oh my God. Did the doctor say Mom might lose some of her motor skills?
It could be that, or her speech may be affected. She did say that she thought they were able to clot the blood in her brain fairly quickly.
When is she going to wake up? I don't believe I've ever seen Mom so pale.
She could wake up any minute now. I've just been sitting here waiting.
Come on, Mom, wake up. Show us all how strong you are.
I don't know if she can hear us or not.
Mom? Rex, I think she's coming around.
At Connie's Midtown apartment, Andrew has just arrived.
Adam, it's good to see you.
I'm glad you agreed to let me come over. I hated hearing you so upset on the phone.
I've just gone through so much with Clint this past year, I don't know how much more I can take.
But you don't think he's in any danger, right? He definitely went to Richmond?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure of that. Clint has always been a good kid. I trust that he will check in like he said. Just that knowing he's out there on his own, anything could happen.
Well, if he's anything like his mother, he's got a good head on his shoulders.
You're such a nice guy, Adam. Probably the nicest guy I've met in a long, long time.
Hey, you bring out the best in me, I guess. But what are you thinking about Clint? Do you want to go down to Richmond?
Maybe, but I got a new piece of information that might change everything. Chuck Landers, a friend of my sister's, maybe Dara's father.
And you didn't know this before?
No, and neither did he. But now we know that it's possible, and he went down to Richmond today as well.
So maybe this Chuck guy could find Clint for you.
I have a feeling they're both headed to see Dara, so Chuck may be able to bring my son home.
Down in Richmond, Clint is at the county home talking with a social worker trying to get news on Dara.
Look, I know my girlfriend is in here somewhere, all right? I want to see her. What is your problem?
Clint, is it really you?
Dara, I got here as soon as I could.
My mom, Clint, she's dead.
I know. I'm so sorry. yeah.
Who's that?
He's a friend of my Aunt Hannah's.
What do you want?
My God. You look just like your mother.
At the psych ward nurse's station, Heidi and Zoe are talking with Nurse Graham.
When will this Dan guy be back?
Any minute now.
I'll never forget my first day at Westside seeing that guy escape.
I don't know how long he'll be here after everything he's pulled in the past year.
I wonder how Adriana will react to him being back.
Well, he seems to like her. It's Charlie Dean he has a problem with.
Why does he hate Charlie so much? He's beaten him up twice, right?
Charlie is a spoiled rich kid. I'm sure he's rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
Including you.
Let go of me. I told you to leave me alone.
If it isn't Dan Levin. Welcome back, Danny boy.
In Mandy's New Zealand apartment, Rachel is alone with baby Marty.
Okay, there's no way you're an Angela. So what's going on here? Hello?
Rachel, hi, it's Mandy. I just arrived in London. How's Angela?
Mandy, there's something we need to talk about.
Is it Angela? Is she all right?
This baby is a boy, Mandy, not your daughter Angela. What's going on here?
Join us again on Monday for an all-new episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.